his other prize was to take care of his wife. Let's begin, guys. Okay, we left off with the questions. Number one, I think we're up to 19. We had the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that said that pasta you cook, you say amotzi. Okay. Pasta you cook, you say amotzi. Okay. That was the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. And if that's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, that you pass on bread that you cook, you say amotzi, we had a problem with that. Great. And what's the problem with that? The problem with that is that the Pnei Yeshua, we said, Shemafkir Hashem Lechem. So if he cooks it, why does the bracha remain amotzi? So Pnei Yeshua gave a teretz that the Chachamim were mashvim midoseim. Kind of like what you were asking me in Seder, Benj, that since Lamais it's considered to be a Hashem Lechem Legabe Lechem, they wanted to make it a Hashem Lechem Legabe Amotzi because of Amotzi. But let's pick it up with number 19. What's Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish argue about? Chachamim said that since Ben Atayr it's Chayv and Chalam, and Rabbanim they said it should be Amotzim because of Muslim. Chachamim wanted to follow Kain D'Yerayis Atikun. They wanted a Masha Midosayim. So, Lamaisa, it's interesting that Reb Chaim on the Rambam wrote a parish on the Rambam. And then about, I think, in the 50s, it came out, the Goyonos Chazon Ish. In the back of Reb Chaim, Chazon Ish is cholik on many of the Reb Chaims. And when it came out, Reb Shem Tos, the Rav said that he would try his utmost to try to answer up all the kashas of the Chazon Ish against his grandfather, Reb Chaim. And this is an example. Reb Chaim claims that the Shem Lechem is Nikbe Bios Isa, when it's an Isa. Meaning, it doesn't make a difference whether it gets cooked afterwards. The fact is that it's a shame lechem when it was dough. It's a amotzi because kevin shikfar v'odu yisa nikba shem lechem. Shem lechem was instituted when it had a shame dough. That's what Reb Chaim says, and therefore we disregard the fact that it's cooked afterwards. This is the sheet that Reb Chaim shot in Rabbeinu Tam. That's why if you cook bread, the cooking in Reb Chaim does not make a difference. Because Rabbeinu Tam says once the shame lechem set in at the time of the isa, we disregard the subsequent cooking. You got me? Chazon Ish argues on this, and he says that Rabbeinu Tam is moda that if you cook bread, it will not have a din lechem if it's pachas migazayas. Because the shame lechem was not nikba while it was dough, but it's totally on what happens afterwards. And therefore, he wanted to claim the Chazon Ish very sharply that just Shas Afiyah is not the only time that you're kovei shame lechem. But even the bishul can be kovei shem lechem. Bishul can be replaced, can replace afiyah. And the Torah's lechem can be created with bishul. It's an amazing thing. So just like afiyah puts a shem lechem on dough, so do bishul will as well. So it comes out according to, good to see you, Dr. Dreisinger. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that according to, that's why we always do it just in case. Right? That's why we always do it just in case. That I want you to get this. According to the Chazon Ish, fundamentally argues in Reb Chaim that the din Shem Lechem is instituted only later. The Chiddush of the Chazon Ish is that Afiyah is not the only process that give it a Shem Lechem. Bishul can give it a Shem Lechem as well. That's the machlokes between the Chazon Ish, between Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish. Please get that. Now, it comes out, according to Reb Chaim, Mumaisa, once you have the Shem Lechem on the Isa, the Bishul doesn't deflect it, yes? According to the Chazon Ish, the reason why it's lechem is because why? The bishul is kovei the shem lechem like afiyah. Yes? Now what would be the nafkamina between Reb Chaim and Chazon Ish, we said? Please get this. It's all part of this question. Which say, no. Let's say you mix it with the isa, other spices. While it's in the state of dough, you mix it with minim acherim. Does that mabatel the shame lechem? So according to Reb Chaim, it does not, because when it was a pure shame isa, I don't care about the fact you mixed other things with it. The shame lechem was already implemented. According to the Chazon Ish, at the time of the bishul, you mixed other things in. That's mabatel the shame lechem. The bishul will not be able to imbue it on a shame lechem because other things are mixed in. So that will be a very good nafkamina once you give to Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish. Another nafkamina would be. The Bar Aloch and Simikuf Samaches and Maskal Kol Zeh go to discussion if you fry dough in oil, is that considered pasa bavakistan? Because we know that dough that's kneaded in oil is pasa bavakistan. Well, what about if you fry it in oil? You fry the dough that was made already. It was already kneaded, but you fry it in dough afterward. Fry it in oil afterwards. Will you say amotzi only mikviya suda or not? So even Rabbeinu Tam is mochiach varav mimincha, that if it's fried in oil, you say amotzi. But Yesh Lomar, that Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold something that was kneaded in oil, is considered a pasa bavakistan. Could be holds like the other shita. The shita that holds that it's kneaded in oil is considered pasa bavakistan. Remember we discussed three shitas what pasa bavakistan is? Could be Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's not considered pasa bavakistan. But the bottom line is, what I want you to get is another nafkamina, good to see you, keep between Reb Chaim and Chazanish. You take dough and you fry the dough in oil. What's the din? Is that going to be pasa bavakistan? According to Reb Chaim, no, because you already instituted a shame lechem on the dough. I don't care what you do with it afterwards. According to the Chazanish, the shame lechem only comes into play when you cook it. And here, since there's what? Shemin, lemaisa, it's not just with water. Then it should be considered to be what? Pasa bavakistan, because that's the critical time when it becomes a shem lechem. See, according to Reb Chaim, the shem lechem preceded what you did with the frying. So that's another good nafkamina ladina that might come out, halacha lemaisa, okay? So it might very well be that you can't prove anything from Ben Tam from the nafas, hamutaganis b'shemin, that you say hamotzi, because maybe he doesn't hold that that's pasa bavakistan anyway, lemaisa. Maybe he holds that's not the definition of pasa bavakistan, but according to the shitas that it is, lemaisa, you would think maybe you would say who would deny me with the mitugim the shem. But the question is whether this would be called pasa bavakistan or not. Well, according to Chaim, it will not, because the shem lechem preceded. According to Chazon Ish, it very well maybe be considered to be pasa bavakistan halacha lemaisa. Okay, even though lemaisa, even though it might depend upon how Rabbeinu Tam defines pasa bavakistan, but suffice it to say that would be a good nafka meaning. Okay, that answers what? That answers number 20. That answers number 19, 20. What did Tosfos say in Pshat Rabbeinu Tam Lagavi Virmashaish? Virmashaish was the Tosfos of Lamed Zayinim is running out of Lamed Chesem and Aleph. Okay? And Virmashaish, we say, was like vermicelli, is like a lakshin, it's a type of noodle. So Rabbeinu Mechiel, let's get it down. Was Vesupik.
Is this for 20 or 21?
This is for 20. This is 20. Okay? What did Taisa say? Shot Rabbeinu Tam Lagabi Varmaish. Okay? You got me? What did he say, Lamaisa Lagabi Varmaish? What did Taisa say, Lamaisa? If Shot Rabbeinu Tam Lagabi Varmaish, what did the Mogan of Rum and the Mishabruah say? So please get this. You got me. You with me? You with me in the title?
Yeah.
So Taisa said that the halacha is that only if it has tzuris lechem do you say amotzi. If it doesn't have tzuris lechem like varmash from a shayis and from a chali, the noodles, it might be chayav chala because it was an isa first bench, but you don't say amotzi. You say mizonos, right? Because you said the chayav chala is telling the isa. So you'd be chayvin Isa, you'd be chayvin Chala, but you won't be chayvin Motzi. Chayv only Mizonos. That's what Taisa said B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. You got that? Yes. Because the Isa that you cook, you say Motzi, it's only when you have a Tzuris Lechem. But if it has no Tzuris Lechem, like the noodles, even though you're chayvin Chala, that's because it's Isa. But since it has no Tzuris Lechem, you're going to say a what? You're going to say a Mizonos. So the Mishabura commented on that. Please get it. Mishabura said, I want to tell you something. Even bread that's cooked, if you have a kezayis, it's considered a piece of bread, even though it has the tzuris lechem, because it had a kezayis size, it already had a pas kamura before it was cooked. Then lemaisa, if the kezayis remains, I don't care what the bishul does. You'll still say amotzi. The bishul's not mafkia the tzuris lechem that had a kezayis. But dough, which never had a tzur of a bread, Lamaisa, you'll never imbue a shame lechem on it. So I want you to get that Mishabura. Mishabura says, I don't want you to take this out of context, this statement that he's saying about the what? About the Isa that was cooked. And you say, Amotza only has a tzuris lechem. He has no tzuris lechem like varmash. You be chayav chala, it's mizonos. But I want you to know something. Pasta that's been cooked, Lamaisa, even at a kazayas, that pas will remain. Lamaisa, and the bishul is not mafkid lechem. Only by dough do we say that it was cooked. It has no tzurus lechem. You will not say what? You will not say that there's a shame lechem that's imbued on it, even by kazayas. Okay? You got that? That's the Mishnah Berurah. Now, what does the Magen Avraham say to that? So the Magen Avraham says, I want you to get this. In Sifkat Lamed Vav, he says, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, that Issa that's Belila Ava. What's Belila Ava mean, Netanah? Thick, right? Belila Ava, right? I'm going to give vocabulary also on it. Belila Ava. What is Belila Ava?
Thick.
Even if it's thick, according to Rabbeinu Tam, and even if you don't cook, bake it, it's a motzi, but that's only if you do it in a machavas. What's a machavas? Frying pan. But whatever you do it in a kadeir, a regular pot, forget about it. There's no din of a motzi, like you see by chavitza. Chavitza, bishos mafkir, the Torah slachim. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, he needed Torah slachim. So Rabbeinu, so I want you to give this Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, is believe alva, blah baking, it's a motzi. But that's only if you didn't put it in a kadeir. If you put it in a machvas, that's fine. But if you put it in a kadeir, forget about it. It's kind of like making it into a milkshake. It's done. But the Mishnah Berurah, right? It's not literally like a milkshake, but I'm just saying, when you put it into a kadeira, it's like cooking cubed or squared or cubed. So you put it into a kadeira, not a machbas, that's going to mafkia the din of lechem. But the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkan Ayin Ches, please look it up, quoted Gedolei Achronim or Cholik on that, and he said, forget about it. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, even if you cook it in a kadeira, the bracha mamotzi remains. Plain and simple. Okay? Plain and simple. I'm sorry, I didn't turn it off. Okay? So plain and simple, it's considered to be what? Plain and simple, it's considered to be a motzi. Okay? So it comes out, Lamaisa, plain and simple, Lamaisa, the din is that the din is a motzi. Okay? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Gedolei Achronim and say, the Shittas have been a time, even if you cook the Issa, the bracha is going to be a motzi, halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Now, if you look in the Rosh, the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam saying exactly that. In Sakh and Pirik Bey's Simon Tetzai, we said that. He says, Beferish according to Rabbeinu Tam, like the Mishnah Berurah quotes with Gedolei Achronim, that if it's cooked, it's going to be a motzi, done. That's it. What's the Bir Adover? What's the Bir Adover that even if it's cooked, Lomais, you say a motzi? I thought cooking takes away the Shem Lachem. So we said from the Chazon Ish that in the Sugya of Chavitza, many of the Rishonim say when it's cooked, it loses Tzoras Alechem. But what's that case? You tell me. That's where it was baked, made, and then what? That baked and then cooked. But in our sugya, it was just dough. It's going from dough right into what? Right into cooking. So if it's going into dough right into cooking, let it give it its Tzoras Alechem. It has a little bit of its Tzoras Alechem. It's enough to say. And therefore, it's shy to say what? There's a Tzoras Alechem on Motzi. It's a very important chiluk. I want you to get that. Nate, you got that? So this is corroborated by the Rosh. The Rosh held like this also. Halacha l'maaseh. The pasuk is against the Magen Avraham. We would say like the other Gedolei Achronim. Rabbeinu Tam holds l'maaseh. When you have pas l'maaseh, it seems to be going very strongly l'maaseh, and it's going to be what? It's going to be a motzi. Now the Chazon Ish would say the bishul abuses it upon the Shem Lechem, like you said, against Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim would say the Issa is already in there. But the pashtus is that even in a kedera, Rabbeinu Tam says, it's pas, I don't care what you do with it afterwards, it's going to be a motzi. Unless you make it into like a milkshake, like a dove in the mince. Okay? Then maybe he would argue, he would be motive that shtir. Okay, that answers number 20. 21. What would the suffix of Rabbeinu Chil be Paris? He was from the city of Paris. He ate varmash. Okay? Paris, yeah. Rabbeinu Chil be Paris. Let's go. So, the Rabbeinu Yechiel, I hope you did that, Tice is good, right? What was the subject whether varmish is noodles or chayv and challah? What's it did? Says in the Yushalmi and challah, perikal falacha hey. What does it say? If you make dough to divide it up into different pieces, you're potter from challah. Because every piece doesn't have a shear. Remember we need a certain shear to be chayv and challah? Remember we said that? We said it was like a 5 quarts of flour, and remember it's got to be a certain volume of eggs, right? But 5 quarts of flour, that's what it's going to be. Chamisha revakim. So you made dough, amanasta mechalikin. So the din is your potter mechalikin. That's the din of the Yushalmi. So vermishesh, Sometimes you don't put all the dough in one pot, and therefore, Lamaisa, he says, I'm not sure whether you're mafreshkala. So what should you do? What did he say you should do? Mafreshkala without what? Without a bracha. You remember that? You guys remember that? Mm-hmm. No, didn't he say that? To be mafreshkala without a bracha?
Yes.
You guys remember that? Mafreshkala below bracha, mishvila suffik. Yes? So the question is, mafreshkala that suffik in one of two ways. In lumpness. How would you mask with that suffix one of two ways? So number one, you could say like the Divrei Chamudos, Alpi the Levush. When you make dough amnas lechalik, your potter from chal, is that only when you divide it up into different people? Or even when you do it for yourself? That was the suffix of Rabbi Yechiel. You're definitely making the dough to distribute, to divide up. The question is, you're doing it for yourself. So do you assume the p'tur that when you make it for others applies even to Atzma, or do you say no? That it doesn't apply when it comes to Atzma, you'll be chayiv. That's one way to be mazmin the suffix, number one. Number two, it could be if you look into the Yushalmi seems to be pashup shy, doesn't make a difference whether you do it for yourself or others. You should always be p'tur. But what's it then? Maybe the kavana, his kavana was to bake it many times. A little bit in the morning, you have this big dough, then you divide up pieces, a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the evening. That's lamaisa, putter and what? Putter and chal, when you do it in intervals. When you don't have enough dough, when you're doing the baking, you do it at different times, one in the morning, one in the evening, and then you're putter. That's what the Shami meant. But let's say I do it all in the morning, but I divide it up into different what? Different pieces, but I do it all in the span of the morning. Will I be chayv or not? Maybe that's the suffix of Ben Yechiel. Okay? So those are the two ways I want you to know the suffix of Rabbi Yechiel, whether you're chayav chala. And then the last nekud on this, please get it, it's from the Tzlach. The Tzlach writes that, in his opinion, he doesn't believe that the Rabbi Yechiel holds in this chiluk. Because he should have said, Sheledvarav hayat sarik lomer shuba supa ki lefa'amim enim ispash v'amachas. A lot of times you don't cook it at one time. He didn't like this second shot at all. If that was what he meant, you should have said it. A lot of times people bake, they get busy in the middle, and they bake a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the evening. You know what I mean? If that was his suffix, you should have said it. He doesn't think that that's the pshat. That second shot, Lamaisi, he says he doesn't think that's the pshat of the Divrei Chamudos. Divrei Chamudos said, I'll be the Levush, both pshatim. Right? And then the Tzlach points out, he's very, very bothered. He's very, very bothered by our minig. People have a minig. What's the minig? People have a minig of what? Being mafreshkala, even though they what? Even though they're mafreshkala, even though they're different little doughs. He says, people are mafreshkala all the time. He says, he doesn't understand it. But he says, I'll give a shot at it. What was the shot at it? Why Muhammad Schus? Because the Raven holds this whole din is goes out the window. He argues on the Yushalmi. He claims the Bavli argues with Yushalmi. And if you're OC Yisam Aslal Asos Chalakim, you're Chayim Chala. We don't hold like this Yushalmi. So the Tzlach says that's why people maybe are Mitzarif the Sheet of the Raivin. Plus the fact there's a concept of what? The Tanur being Mitzarif the Chala. What does that mean? Then we learned there's a din in Mishnah that the basket is Mitzarif the Chala. So do the oven. All the different doughs you put in one oven, maybe the oven is one Chefsa. It's Mitzarif them all together. So we don't view them as little pieces. So maybe that's why people are mafreshkala. So once you get this Tzlach, it's part of 21. Should have written that as part of the question. But the Tzlach says he doesn't like the second hasbara of the suffix because he should have said it like that. Many times people bake different intervals. And number two, why do people are mafreshkala? The Yushalmi says you're putter. So he says, I'll tell you why. The Ravid doesn't agree with the whole Yushalmi. Claims the Bavli says not that way. And number two, maybe the tanur is mitzarf the different pieces in all the one. And at that point, you remember we said that the people put pieces, little doughs all over the table after they take them out of the oven. The Taz says they do it for Kavod Shabbos, right? But there's another reason. What's the other reason? Why do you lay it out on the table? Because the table's mitzarf them together. Even if you don't have a tanur, let's say you bake them in different tanurim. But if you want to be mitzarf them all together, you lay them all on the table. If you lay them all out on the table, the table is mitzarf them. And the Taz says, but does it have a what? What do we call that? I think you said the word, Jacob. What was the word? When you have like a border, that's only if the table's flat, it's not mitzarf. You need to have a what? A lip. Excellent. If you see him, you see, you need to have a lip. You need to have a bit of a fence on top of the table, the Taz says. He says, I disagree. Shulchan Aruch says, without a table, it's not mitzarf. Shulchan Aruch says, without a table, it's not mitzarf. So what's going on here? The Taz says, how could the table work? Shulchan Aruch says, it doesn't work. So the Taz argues. Taz says, the Maisa, that even without the lip, without the little fence, it still works. Even though Shulchan Aruch says you need to have a fence. So please get that slot. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? Kiv, you got it? According to the Taz, this would work if I put a bunch of those on this table, on this desk. The Mechaber says you need to have a little bit of a border protecting him from falling to say there's an enclosure. Okay? Fine. That answers number 21. Lastly, number 22, then we got to move on. Why are Menachos not passed by the Kistin? Plain and simple. Sam, why are they not passed by the Kistin? Yes, Stam Menachos that were Makrim, you know, why don't they automatically become passed by the Kistin? This the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that passed by the Kistin. One of the Shitas is, if you knead it with oil, or honey, or milk, or mini top, you bake it, it's passed by the Kistin. So how do you say I'm Motzi straight up on this? Should depend upon what? Via Suda. So what's the Prima Gona's answer? We are Kovea Suda. That's the case. The case is they were Kovea Suda. Because if you weren't Kovea Suda, you wouldn't say a Motzi on it. When they ate Menachos, they were Kovea Suda, and they ate a lot of it, based on our definition this morning. And therefore, they certainly did not eat it as snack food. You don't treat Menachos like that. If you go like the Rosh Hashanah, remember we learned Rosh Hashanah? Yeah, this morning, like you said, you don't need... Believe me, Sam, if you were a Kohen, you wouldn't eat it as a snack food. But it's Bekovetik, it's kosher. You sit down, you have a meal with it, and therefore, since you what? It is possible to kiss them, but you're Kovei Suda, that's why you sound Motzi. Okay, that's the Prima Gadam's answer. Okay, let's go to Shir 2, number 1. So we got this, guys? Let's go. Let's keep pushing, okay? I'm proud of you guys. You got a beer every day. Guys are missing, they got a beer tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the Mechina. Let's go. Eich Arif, Varosh, Varamam, Lomain, is Abshat, Bagamora, Bidaflamachas, Al Kubid Ara. So the Rishonim learn up, very interestingly, the Rishonim learn up the following. Who are the Rishonim? The Rif, the Ramam, I burnt by accident. The Rif, the Ramam, the Rosh are the trees. Remember the three trees? What are the three trees? The Rif, the Ram, and the Rosh. That's how the Mechaber says he based himself on. The Rif, the Ram, and the Rosh. You know what the three trees say? That Marzutra was Kovei Asudi, said Amotzi. Yes? What's Kubid Ara? Kubid Ara is Bereva Ne Mizonos because of the Gubla Babel. Googly gook, we said. What's googly gook? I mean, it did form bread, right? It's just this batter like you make pancakes on. This googly gook, right? This porridge-like stuff. You say Mizonos. But Marzutra said, if you kovei a suit, you say a motzi. So what's up, Shad? Okay? So he said like this. He said, thank you, Benj. It says in the Rishonim, Lamaisa, if you kovei a suit on it, you're considered to be what? Kubit Arv, the Bera, Bracha Kubit Arv is a brave name of Zonas because it's Gubla Baal. Okay, has everyone got that?
That's what all three of them say.
Poshup shot in the Gemara, and the Gemara said it. The Pharaoh says, Gubla Baal, didn't it? Yeah, on the top. Right? So, Mimaz with the Gemara, Poshup shot, and then you're Kovei Asuda on this stuff. Okay? If you're Kovei Asuda on this stuff, it transforms Motzi, Wash, and Berkas Amazon. Okay? That's number one. Poshup shot, I just want you to get that. Okay? That's the Poshup shot. The only time Gubla Dar is Gubli Gook. We'll get him as onus on motzi as if you're Kovei Asuda on it. Okay. That's number one. Two, the Ra'ah says, I'm sorry. You're wrong. The Ra'ah argues. He says, there's no reason to be Mechalakin Kovei Asuda on Kubid Ara or not. The bottom line, it's bread. If it's bread, then you should say on motzi, even if not. It's not Pasa Baba Kistin. This stuff is not Pasa Baba Kistin. Pasa Baba Kistin depends whether you're Kovei Asuda or not. This stuff is not that, Lomaisa. Okay, so I want you to get that. So he says, Kubid Ara, Lamaisa, there's no svar to be mechalik whether you're Kovei Asuda or not. Okay, therefore, he says, therefore, he says, excellent, Jake, the words right out there from Azurch is arguing on a Gubla Baalma. It's not a Gubla Baalma. And therefore, he says, you say Amotzi all the time. And when the Gemara says Koveya Suda Asher, it didn't mean literally Koveya Suda. It's just proved that it's bread. It's considered like it's bread because the Derech has the Koveya Suda on it. The Gemara doesn't mean only if you're Koveya Suda on Amotzi. It's always Amotzi. He's come to be Bicholik on it. And we said that that's a very unique reading of the Gemara, but it's possible definitely to read the Gemara like that. Not that it's a condition or an addendum, like the standard, the Rif Rosh and the Rambam said. No, the Rosh says, Marv Zutra is coming to be Cholik, you guys better get this. That answers number two. Okay? You got it? Number three. What's the sheet of the Torah Legavi Trikonin? Legavi Kviya Suda. So the Torah had a very unique sheet, we saw it. The Torah said that Trukin and Ischai Vachal and says Amotzi, lo and behold, he doesn't say a word whether you Koveya Suda. Yes? Now, if you guys remember, Trukin was defined as Kubit Ahara, right? And Kubit Ahara, if you read the Gemara literally, it depends upon what? The simple reading of the Gemara depends whether you Koveya Suda or not. Lo and behold, you open up the Torah says nothing about it. He says nothing about it being Koveya Suda about it. What? What's going on here? They say he says against the Gemara, right? How did he say that Chukin and Yerchai Vamotzi, even if you're not Koveya Suda? He didn't say a word about it. Again, let's say it again. The Torah by Trukin says the halacha is Amotzi no matter what, whether Koveya Suda. By Trisa, he said it depended whether Koveya Suda or not. Beis Yosef says, where do you get it from? In our Gemara, it says that what? Trukin depends upon whether Koveya Suda or not, because Trukin is Koveya Kubadara, right? Didn't say anything about you know, Rav Yosef said Kubadara is Trukin. So what's going on here? So that was the shita of the what of the tour. That's plain and simple number three. You got it? Four. That's what I just already said four. What does the Beis Yosef ask on the tour? Oh, the Veichumaz of the tour. So the Kash of the Beis Yosef is against our Gemara. I mean, Rabbanu Shalom. The Kviya Suda was only said by one Trukanin. It's Kubadara. Wasn't said anything about treason. So he says in the Rimasku Matzati, the Kosov, he says the tour had a beautiful way of reading the Gemara. What was the beautiful way of reading the Gemara? That Barber of Ashi, who says Yotze Chavasim and Pesach, holds its Pas Gemura. He was being cholek on what the Gemara said earlier about Marzutra saying Yekovei Suda. These are all. This is a whole new way to read the Gemara. Barber of Ashi said the next line after Marzutra saying Yekovei Suda, he says Yotze Matzah and Pesach. He's coming to be cholek on what? Barber Ashi is coming to be cholek on Marzutra. And he says, Lamai, said, don't tell me it depends on Yekovei Suda. The bottom line is that what? It's always bread. It's always bread. Okay? So then the Beis Yosef says, I don't think that's still a difficult shot in the Gemara.
First
you say Marv Rav Ashi is cholek on Marzutra. Then he says he doesn't think that's shot in the Gemara.
How does it cholek on Marzutra?
Because Marzutra is going with the Pashut shot in the Gemara. Then if you're not Koveya Suda, it's Mizalmus. If you're Koveya Suda, it becomes Amotzi. Comes Marv Rav Ashi, what are you talking about? It's always, it can be Yotze the Seder with it. So don't give me the business should depend on whether you're Koveya Suda. But then he says he doesn't like that himself. Please get this whole message. And he says, what you have to say, you have to stand on your head and you have to say, even though the Pashup Shat and the Torah doesn't seem that way, but I want you to get it. When the Torah writes Koveya Suda, which we thought meant was going on Tarisa, did not mean Tarisa. What did it mean? Trukanin. It wasn't so crazy, we said. It could go back on what he said earlier. We did read it inside in the tour. It wasn't so crazy. You just have to read the last comment that he makes. It goes all the way back on the first topic, Trukanin, not Teresa. So when he makes his distinction with the Koveya Suda, he did say it's on Trukanin. That's what the Beis Yosef wants to say, Pshat Lamais, in reading the tour. Okay? So I want you to get that. So then it remains good with our Gemara, and it's not a problem. Okay? It's a very unique way of reading the tour, but it's not crazy. That answers number what? Four. Five. What's the halacha of the drish and the bach to be mazmi the tour? So the drish and the bach say a different pshat. It's unbelievable how the different permutations of the Gemara. They had a different gears. The tour had a different gears to the Gemara. Amalei abayler of Yosef, I charisa the ara my barichalo, not kuba the ara. You got that on the top of lamed chesem et aleph? What is it, Akiva? What's the gears? Not kuba the ara my barichalo. The second line, amalei abayler of Yosef, I what? Hi Tarisa, my Barakina Law. Hi, Tarisid Ara. Instead of Kubid Ara, Tarisid Ara. So it was asking about what? It was asking about Tarisid Ara. Yes? And not on Chukadid, which is Kubid Ara. Tarisid Ara, there you make a distinction in Koveya Suda, not. Chukadid is never a shayla, it's Pas Gomor, just like you find in Skagat Chala, so to your Chagat Amotz, even if not Koveya Suda on it. That's the way they read the Gemara. Please get it. You look at the Gemara with the guy's chaz, you should be able to have this in your mind. The different permutations, Lamais. Okay, so it wasn't Kubid Ara, my Rechim, it was Teresid Ara. Chukadid is always a pas, cover, not a problem. Yes? Fine. It just shut down. I don't have my plug. I don't have my plug. Let me call him, Lamaisa. I forgot to bring my plug. And on the one day that... I mean, he's been coming, Lamaisa. So I always have to keep it there. All right, let's see if he answers. All right, let's go. What answer?
We're up to six now.
Yes. Dr. Dreisinger? My computer went out, so you'll listen on phone, okay? Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't bring the plug, it went out the battery. Here we go. We're up to number one, six. What does the Panimir say to Mimazma the Gemara Lagabi Kubidara? Ready? The Panimir says an amazing shot. Marzurcha was being cholek on Gubla Baalma. And he holds his Seamotzi. Kind of like what we said earlier, yes? What you say? No, there's a Panimiris. Panimiris, Lamaisa. What you say? This is similar to Ra, yes. Actually, that's what we said in Shir. The Marzurcha is coming to be cholek on Gubla Baalma. And he holds you say Amotzi. And when the Gemara says that Marzurcha is Kovei Asuda, it was to show that the Derech is Pas. But the Kavana wasn't in the Gemara. Oh, only for Kovei Asuda on Teresa, you say Amotzi. And therefore, that's the way the Fiza, that's where the Tur Paskins, Lamaisa, like Marzurcha. Okay? So this is the Chiddush. And like you guys point out, the Panimir is exactly like the Ra. Okay. That answer number six. Seven. Let's go. You with me, Sam? What was the suffix of Tysus Lagabe about Nielash? Nielash. What are the two ways you master the suffix? Why is the Ofen Sheni Dachuk? So Tysus quotes in Maskam Razutra that Nielash, if you're Kovei Suda, do you say Amotzi? So he says, Rabbeinu Meir used to, on Purim, used to command the family that on Purim there are Kovei Suda in his community, but he didn't like them relying on this Nielush. So what did he do? He had them have bread first to get out of it, because he was Mesupik whether the Kvias was a Kvias on what the Nielush. What do we say Nielush was? You remember? You guys remember what we said Nielush was? We said very small rolls, Lachmanios, Dakos, Virakos. Okay? So, what is the suffix here? So, Rabbi Yudah HaChassid says, since this is very, very thin dough, it could be that Kvias Suda will not help it. It could be that it is so thin that it doesn't shafit. Shafit is registered as being Pasim HaMechisim, which Kovei Suda would make you say what? Hamotzi. You got that?
Who is it?
Rabbi Yudah HaChassid. That's how Rabbi Yudah HaChassid said Shachamais in the suffix. Because this stuff is so belila rakabi yosir, maybe Kviyas Suda wouldn't help it. That was one way we said to be mazmin the suffix. But there was another way, and that is that maybe one could say, that this was the kavana satayis, even though Tosas says besupin kviyusar kviyas, meaning to say. Shim gam bezeh nomer adim shim kovin suda b'marchin hamotzi. Right? Maybe the other way of reading it is that what? Maybe there's no such din of being kovei suda on it that you say hamotzi. Isn't that the same way as the first? Isn't that the same way as the first? So, Lebaisa, we said like this. We said that he, in the community, they were kovei suda on it. They were definitely Kovei Suda on it. But what I'm saying to you is that the other way of reading it is that maybe Lamaisa, they weren't Kovei Suda on it. Maybe Lamaisa, they weren't Kovei Suda on it at all. Maybe they weren't Kovei Sudan. That was the suffix. Were they Kovei Sudan or not? That's very hard to say shot, because in the community by Purim, they were Kovei Sudan. So don't tell me that was the suffix, my son.
So how can you possibly say they weren't Kovei Sudan if you know
that they were? That's why when you said this shot is very difficult. This shot is very, very difficult, my son. What'd you say?
It tends to be difficult when it says exactly the opposite.
Yeah, because Toitzus is mocked him that on Purim they were Kovei Sudan. And still he was mistopic, right? Still he was mistopic. Well, what does it mean when he says, Im kviyusa kviyas? Poshim shot is like we said. It could be it's so thin that it doesn't lend itself that kviyas should what? Should be chal on it. But maybe you can say a little different, Lamaisa. Maybe you could say, Im kviyasayu kviyas. Maybe you could say the way they did it wasn't called a kviyas. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe the way they did. You understand what I'm saying? I want you to understand that. In other words, one is more of a halachic way to be masmid with the suffix. Does kviyasudo chal on such a thin batter? Or number two is maybe the way that they sat. Maybe they didn't eat enough of it. You hear what I'm saying? That's a different way. That's more of a mitzias type of suffix. But that second approach is very difficult. We said because it says in the community they did that for poor. Question is, halachically, do you say that it was so thin that Kviyas Suda would not help him? Okay, I want you to get that. Okay, that answers number one. That answers number seven. Eight. So get those very thin rolls. Eight. Okay, we're up to seven, yes? Eight. What is the Chiddush of Mar Bar Avashi? We just finished seven, we're up to eight. What is the Chiddush of Mar Bar Avashi? So Mar Bar Avashi said, you're Yotzei Chavasa B'Pesach. Shouldn't that follow? That if you say I'm Otsi, you Yotzi the Seder with it? Right? What's the Chiddush of this Kubadar Yotzi Motzi with? Yotzi the Seder with? So he said, the Beis Yosef said there's a big Chiddush here. Get it? The big Chiddush is that sometimes people eat this stuff with Tavim. This Trukkanin stuff, Chiddush might be, oh, people might say, not Yotzi. You know why? This is no way poor man's bread. This is rich man's bread. You know, like tennis is a rich man's sport, so trukkanin is a rich man's bread, right? So therefore, tennis and golf are rich man's sport, not football, baseball, basketball, right?
That's true.
All right? So therefore, I don't know if it's nice to say that. Maybe we shouldn't say that, Lamaisa. I know guys that play golf, myself, Lamaisa, that aren't so rich, Lamaisa. Maybe they're rich and tired. Right? Tennis, too?
It just costs a lot of money to play golf.
Oh, yeah? Okay. So whatever it is, you play golf, Jacob?
Yes.
Wow. Like I also play. I play once a year, maybe. Okay. All right, whatever it is. They call you Tiger? It's
no.
Jacob Tiger?
I'm not so good.
Okay, good. He's an honor. Jacob's an honor. Okay, it's good exercise to walk around, though.
Yeah.
But if you take the cards, Yeah. Okay, but I never played 18 holes. That's Mamish Bittel. That's Bittel's mind. 5-6 hours to play 18 holes. Come on, I've only done 9. I couldn't do that. 2 or 3 hours enough. You've done 18.
Mostly do 18.
Wow, that's like 5 hours. No. Amazing. Okay. Well, if you need to relax, why not? No problem. You make your own sandwiches and stuff. You got to wash. You got to stay in one place. Well, nice, right?
I usually bring real food.
People, they eat these sandwiches while walking. You should be Kovei Sudan. One place, mice. Okay. So please get this. Beis Yosef says, the Chiddush is that Trukkan is not rich man's bread. It remains Lechem Oni. Please get it. And you Yotze. That's number one. Number two, I want you to know, people might think you're not Yotze because no Tzuris Lechem. Kamashman, it is considered to be Lechem. Is it Derech Ben Oni who has no oven? How else do you think he makes it? He makes it in the ground. God forbid, Oni doesn't have an oven. So don't get me wrong, he says. This fulfills the Chiddush of the Seder of Lechem Oni. Number one, it's not considered Matzah Shira, even though it's eaten many times in Latang, it's delicious. And number two is that even though it was not baked in the oven, it still attains the Tzuris Lechem. And therefore, even though it has no Tanor, Lamaisim is still good. The Derech Ben Oni makes. So I think Nate might have pointed out from that. It's like the Chiddush is from both different directions. From one direction, is it the Lechem or the Oni? The first Chiddush is from the Oni, that it's not what rich man's bread. The second Chiddush is from the word Lechem. I think that's the way we said it. I think Nate, maybe you said it like that, or maybe I said it. Okay. whatever it is, I want you to get that pshat. That's a very, very good way to plug it in. Rabbeinu teaches that a lot of times. You have two approaches. You can plug it into the phrase itself, and that's how you remember it. And Lomdus too. I think that's number 8, 9. What's the din about Yotzei Chavetz Metz v'chukin when you're kovei asud? Okay. The box says an amazing kiddush. The box says he feels on Pesach, if you take a chukin in, you'll be yotzei the seder only for kovei asud. You better make sure you eat a lot. Whose kiddush is that? The Bach. And many Gedolei Achronim argue and say, forget about it. The Chag of Pesach automatically makes it a Kviya Suda. So you don't have to eat normally that much. Okay? That's a tremendous Chiddush. And the Minchas Chinuch and the Magen Giburim held like that. What's the difference? The difference is it's automatic at the Seder. Why is it automatic? You guys got to get this. Because there's a Chiyuv to eat it on the Seder. There's a Chiyuv to eat it. The Chiyuv makes it as if it's Kavua automatically. No doubt. What do we compare that to? Eating outside the sukkah, right? Are you allowed to eat outside the sukkah? Yes, all sukkahs except for the first night. The first night you have a chiyuv to eat inside the sukkah, kazayas. That's considered to be kviyas, and it's usher to eat a kazayas outside the sukkah. Same thing by matzah. Since it's a chiyuv to eat a kazayas of matzah, I don't care if you don't eat the shear that makes it normally like we learned this morning, what pasabam kis is kviyas. It doesn't make a difference. Automatic and chayav, Allah lomais. Automatic. Okay, we got this? That's the chiddush. I'm sorry. Sorry, Natana. What did you say? Go ahead.
It's only the first night that you're chayav.
Yes. First night of Sukkot, first night of Gezeirah Shavah. First night of Sukkot, you must eat the Kazayas. Some say Kaveya, and you also must eat the first night of Sukkot. That's why we said, according to, you can't start the Seder early. You also can't even start the Sukkot early. If you hold to that chumrah. So what comes from Ramon and Rabkayim? Everyone agrees you can't start the Seder until they have the Tzeis. Question is first night of Sukkot, so in Shul we give a shir, we ensure everyone that the Tzeis.
You also can't start Rosh
Hashanah
early.
Rosh Hashanah is not to start early too, because you want to bring in Yom HaDin early, correct. Okay, excellent. That answers number 9, 10. Let's go, guys. Let's go. Let's focus. Let's keep the focusing up, okay? Kiva, you ready? 9 o'clock tomorrow, yes? You got me? Where's Gabriel and Noah? And Yechezkel? I want everyone here Monday, Tuesday. No one missing. 9 o'clock. 9 for 9. 9 at 9. Okay, I'll try to be there on time. What? 9 at 9.
9 at 9.
9 at 9. You got that? Ben's working now, Lamais. Ben's working. We wish him at Slokin. We wish him at Slokin the new. We wish about Slokin his new endeavor. He should have about Slokin the Parnassus.
He's officially a Balabas.
And Lamaisa. No, he's not, because he comes to Shir. He still comes to Shir, so he's not a Balabas. Okay? Very good. Excellent. Okay. Here we go. Number 10. What's the Mahalach of the Lech of Mishnah? Legabi Stira, the Gemara, Legabi Yatzele, Chavasa, Matzah, Motzi. We had a Stira Gemara. Similarly, you asked me this morning, Bench. What's the Lech of Mishnah Stira? Lech of Mishnah says that what? Lech of Mishnah says that even so there's not Lech of Legabi Motzi, you still Yotze Chomas Matzah. Right? Remember we said if you're not Kovei Asud on what? On Chukanun? What's the din? What's the din if you're not Kovei Asud on Chukanun? You know, we said you are Yotze Matzah if you Kovei Asud, but you're not what? Saying a Motzi, which is a wrong. Yes. What is it, Mashal from our Gemara? Even if something is not lechem legabi amotzi, you'll still be yotzei chovas matzah. Because why? Because you're kovei asud on chukanun, right? You say amotzi. If you're not kovei asud on chukanun, you don't say amotzi, but it's still said you're yotzei what? The Seder. Based on, you could say a chiddush, based on the fact that what?
Because, didn't we just say that having an answer makes it correct?
Yes, but the bottom line is that it comes out, Lamaisa, that you're not what? Theoretically, you're not going to. It's possible to be yotzei with something that's a mizonos, right? It's possible yotzei with something that's a mizonos. That's very, very difficult.
So that can't be the.
Well, but what Gemara?
Right.
But what Gemara is that against? That's against Lamed Zayin and Beis. What did it say in Lamed Zayin and Beis? We learned it. Anytime you say amotzi, you're yotzei what? The Seder tells me amotzi.
Right.
Right. So it goes. That's against the Gemara Lamed Zayin and Beis. We learned. Remember we said that was a chrech, that kasha on the atam rabaye, the Taz pointed out that it always has to be a motzi for the Seder, right? So what's going on? It's a steer between the two Gemaras. So we said like this. We said that Lamaisa comes out. It comes out Yesh L'chaleg, right? Rock by matzah it's considered lechem. Lo legami motzi, right? So chukkanin, if you're not kaveh asuda, by chukkanin, if you're not kaveh asuda, the brachas bezonos, even though you're yotze seder, what's going on? So we said the difference like this. Chukkanin has a shame lechem to it. Even though it's not the derech dim koveh on it, and therefore since the derech's not come to koveh on it, you don't say amotzi if you're not koveh. But it still has a shame what? Still a shame lechem. Well, this is a schilim. Therefore, you be yotze matzah to chukkanin because it has a shame lechem. Mashenke and Pirurim are less than a gazayas, corner of Yosef, you don't say Amotzi. And the time is not because you're not Koveya, the Derek is the book of Koveya, Pirurim less than a gazayas. So if it was considered a lechem, it would have been Amotzi. The difference is that it's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be a lechem. You don't say a bracha l'maisa l'motzi because it's not considered to be lechem. And so if it's not a lechem, you're not yotze chobas yudei chobas with Pesach. That was Abaye was saying with the Menachos over there. If you're Yotze Matzah Pesach, it's got to be a motzi. So the basic difference is because Trukkanun, even though it has a shame lechem, it's not the derech to be koveya on it, Lamaisa at all. And therefore, you cannot say what? You cannot say a bracha l'motzi when you're not koveya suda. And therefore, what it's efshar be Yotze Chobas Matzah, but Trukkanun, Mashengim and Pirurin Lamaisa, that's not a shame lechem. So it's not a shame lechem, Lamaisa Pachs Mikazayas. So, if you're going to prove to me by the case of the Benochus that you're going to say Yotze the Seder, it's got to be a motzi. So that's the difference between the two sugis. You got me? There's the Trukkanin has a shame lechem. The Pirurin that are less than a kazayas doesn't have a shame lechem with it. So Lomaisa, if it has a kazayas, it has a shame lechem. Doesn't have a kazayas, doesn't have a shame lechem. That's the answer what the Lechem Mishnah wants to give. Okay? We got that? You got that, Terrence? Okay, now, going back, I just wanted to go back to 9. Remember we had that svar that it was automatic chiyuv, makes it automatically to be a suda, remember that? Since you have a chiyuv to say it, the divrei dama just was masber, because by brachas, you need to be kovei a suda. It's not the derech to be kovei a suda on such a bread, but Pesach, you don't need a lechem, lebaisu, because adarab, it's lechem oni. So that's what he means, lechem oni karinin bay. What is lechem oni karinin bay? He says, Lamaisa on Pesach, you don't need a lechem choshev. Remember we say you need lechem, you don't need lechem choshev? By brachas, you need a lechem choshev, right? By Pesach, you don't need a lechem choshev. That's the chiddush of lechem oni karinin bay. My time of lechem oni karinin bay. Since you must eat the matzah v'aseba, that's called a kvias. So you don't need to be mechalik whether you're kovei a suit or not. The fact that you do haseba gives it an automatic what? Yes, we did the divrei dama. Does it give? I think we did. Yes, we did. I think we did. Does it give it an automatic kvias? The fact that you do get saved, it gives it an automatic what? Automatic kvias halacha l'maisa. Okay, so get that added divrei dama. That's the number 9. Again, what we're adding there is that what? By the Pesach, you don't need a lechem choshev. By brachas, you do. And number 2 is the, and therefore it's a lechem oni. It's good. And number 2 is that since you need to be kvias, the saved, that gives it a kvias. You don't need the same kavo alone. Okay. It could also be, we said, that there are certain Rishonim that say you don't need kvias at all. Kedil atzes kovas matzah. Okay, it could be you don't need that at all, right? That's basically what we're saying with this Lechem Mishnah, Lamaisa. Okay? That's basically what we're saying with the Lechem Mishnah. That Lamaisa, we're dealing with a situation where, you know, it's matzah, and you don't say matzah, because chukken it in the shame lechem. Okay, that answers number 10. 11. Let's go, guys. What is the din of Dusha de Tamri and why? And which time does this go like? You ready? What you got this? What bracha do you say on Dusha de Tamara? Shaka. Why? Zeyab Alma. Who does it go like? Rabbi Yeshua. What does Rabbi Yeshua say? Rabbi Yeshua says, Potter on the what? On the Shar Peris, which was what? I think 3 examples. It was Dvas Tamri, apple cider, and what? The dregs of the vinegar, right? The dregs, there were 4 examples. There were 4 examples. Sharp pears, okay. So I meant specific ones. Okay, you're right. You guys are right. Though. Okay. Varus, yeah. What'd you say? The apple is, yeah. Apple cider, correct. Yes, apple cider. We said okay. And then the other one is the vinegar. The dregs of the vinegar. So you say get all 3 of those. You don't pay Karen v'chol, but you only pay Karen. What do we say when it's Rh Truma? He's got to do three things. What? Pay Karen. What else? When he does Meshoge. Karen, Chalmish, and what else? A Korban what? Karen, and what? Karen, Chalmish, and what else? Korban Asher. Correct. That's only Meshoge. Amazing, what do you get? Malchus, with Edom and Asra. Yes, Jacob.
But so when
Yeshua
says poter, he's saying
poter
from the chomish, but he's still
mechayev
the
karen. No, you're chayev the karen. You're poter from chomish. Of course, you got to pay the karen. No doubt, you got to pay the karen. You don't pay the chomish l'mais. Right, you don't pay the chomish l'mais. That's what Yeshua poter. You don't pay the chomish. Halach was on a chelik of the pri. There's no chal shame truma on it. You got to pay for what you stole, but you don't pay. You know, no shame truma.
On
Truma, yes, well said. Karen is, yeah, I stole from you, principal. Yeah, damage. Can't hear you. Yeah, you could call it a knas. I wouldn't call it a knas because chomish might be kapara. It's better to call it kapara, atonement. That's why they don't say kibli v'rabim b'nei. The guy did it amazing. If he scenario amazing, kapara doesn't pop with kibli v'rabim. Let's call it kapara, okay? No, if he doesn't amaze it, he's chayv misa, halach lamaisa. He's chayv misa, he doesn't have to pay the keren lamaisa. If you hold chayv misa, you're trying to pass the keren, that's a machlekes. It's a big machlekes. But he's chayv malchus when he doesn't amaze it. He's chayv malchus.
That's committed to the rabbi, you
know? No, but does malchus get you? Yeah, you know, you have to pay the mammon. Push it by your partner from the mammon, but we have to pay the chomish. You only chayv a korban in the chomish when you do b'shogeg. Okay, not the mason.
But you still have to pay the Karen?
Do you have to pay the Karen, the Mysa? No, because Malchus Patterson, push up shots. Kim Libby Rabbi. Okay, all right. Fine, that's number 10. That was 11. 12. What is the Machlej Yishon Legabe? Dabash Zav Be'elov. Flows out by itself. Okay, from the dates. So it's so flowing out. We still didn't answer that kasha that Jacob, I think, asked, right? Bee honey, how do you know it's kosher? Milk, chorus, vav and bez, quotes a pasuk. But I thought the pasuk was talking about day honey, not bee honey, right? Remember we said that? I have to look up the Gemara. Maybe the Gemara asks it itself. Okay, whatever it is, that's not for our purposes now. So please get it. The Bahag and the Rav Haigon say that the Gemara is talking about a case you put water in with the honey. The Dvash Tamri Sheshakos, you put water in. But if it's just pure dvas tamarim, it's ben, you don't mix any water, the brachas are eights. That's Rav Haigon, that's the Bahag and Rav Haigon. And all the Rishonim are cholik on this. Mamish Bepecha, Taisis, the Rambam, everyone's argues Lomaisa. Everyone argues on this, exactly. And they say it doesn't make a difference whether it flows out or by itself or not. The bottom line is you say a what? You say a shahako. And that's it, because any mashka comes out of the pri is not considered pri, it's considered to be what? Zeya ba'alma, sweat. Okay.
The Bahagavan Rav Haigon says it's only shahakol with water poured into it.
Yes, yes, but if it's pure, the flows out, it gets AIDS. That is correct. Now, Lamaisa, please get this, we're still in number 11, yes? 12. No, 12, I'm sorry. We said that Gosh Hashri Kodam Rami Rutberg has saved the Bahag. How do you save him? The Maharami Rutenberg. So it goes as you save them, it's quoted in the name of Ramar to save the Bahag. That what? The Bracha on Tamarim is Brei Pei Eitz. If what? Since the Bracha of Tamarim is Brei Pei Eitz, if you're Shtanin and you make it into Dvash, the Bracha will be Brei Pei Adama. Because you can't go to Madrigas low from the Eitz to Shahaka. Okay? Only if they're not be'en anymore, the fact you added water, then the bracha will be shahakol. So that's what Mar Bravashi means. You bavarach al tamarim shahakol, talking about where it's not be'en, where you added water in with it.
That looks like self-bahag.
But that's what they want to tie in the lemaisa, is mekayim the sheet is a bahag. That the bahag would say.
I mean, it doesn't solve the problem, it makes a difference.
What it does is they really didn't, you know, they asked the kasha and they were cholik. They didn't really want proof that he was wrong, right? So he wants to say categorically that until you put water in and make it mamish sweat ba'alma, it's going to be what? It'll go from a drag from Brei Pei Eitz to what? To Brei Pei Adama. It's not going to go all the way to Shahakol. That's plain and simple. Because it's Ben. If it's Ben, it should go from Eitz to Adama. That's what he says. But it should drop all in Shakal.
But the Baal himself wasn't saying that. When he says when you put in water, that makes it into Shakal.
Well, that was the problem we had. If you look at the Baal himself, right? You remember we said that?
Right, he says that Eitz, probably. Even when you don't put the water in. So then he's saying that you...
Well, the Rosh quoted the Baal saying that if it's Devas and Atzor, it's Eitz. Because he's standing in the Luya, right? It is standing in the Luya. But the bottom line is that what? Is that the Beis Yosef says, Stimish Lashono, the bracha is what? The bracha is going to be Shahakal, Lomaisa. Remember we said, the Maimon Mordechai said, the Bahag himself said, you say Eitz, but according to him it should be Adama. That's what the Maimon Mordechai asked on the this interpretation. But the Rishonim are what? The Rishonim, the Ghost of Shri, Shem Aron, is trying to say that the bracha of dates will be a Eitz, because it's Yishtana what? It's Yishtana Lamaisa, and you made Dvash on it, it cannot drop to a Shaka, it has to be a Adama. You cannot drop two levels. The only way you drop two levels is when you add water to it. And Lamaisa, the problem with that is that the Apollo Lachas Gholz himself says you say a Brei Pre Eitz, but according to the way they're interpreting, it should be a Brei Pre Adama. That's very difficult. Okay? That's very difficult. And then when the Gemara says on Dvash Shaka, I was talking about was not bad. You must add in water. I'm sorry, what were you saying? What did you want to say, Jacob? That what? You got what I'm saying? I mean, it's very difficult to say like this, but we have a direct quote of it. They say, hey, but they say no. It would be dropped to an Adama. Okay. What is that answer? 13. That was 12. 13. What's the kasha you showed him against the Bahag and Gabi Dvash tomorrow? Let's get it. You with me, Nate? Let's get it. What's the kasha? Kasha's in the Gemara Pesachim, Chavtal and Beis, by Orlo. What does it say? You drink Orla juices. You only have Malkus with Adam and Asra by what? Grape juice or wine and what else? Olive oil. Everything else you're not have Malkus for. What are you talking about? Dvash should be chayav for, according to him. According to the Bahag, only if you add it with water. Sochem, it says black on white that you have malchus for juices of orla only by wine. Sorry, not feeling well. Okay, Fushlema. So it says that the wine and the olive oil you can be chayav malchus for. What do you mean you have malchus for? Should also be dates too. The only reason why you say a shakal here is because you added water. If you don't add water, it flows out by itself. It should be a eitz. Kasha on the Bahag, it's a strong kasha. That answer is number 13. Okay? Yeah, the flow of the dates. The flow of the dates. Tosis, Tommy Rabin. Tosis, Tommy Rabin. Yoda, Rash, Barash, they all ask this kasha. On the Bahag. Yeah. If it's a eitz, you should be flogged with it. Why didn't it only say those two? Grape juice, wine, and the olive oil. Should be what? The Vash. That's the Rishonim's kasha. Who are the Rishonim here? Tamir Ben Yonah, the Rash for the Rosh. Okay, the Tamir Ben Yonah, the Rash for the Rosh, that's this kasha. It's a very strong kasha. What did you say? Tysus, the Tamir Ben Yonah, the Rash for the Rosh, that's this kasha. Okay, that's 13, 14. What's the answer of the Rash for the Rosh? Please get it. What's the answer? The Pasuk says, Shivas Aminim, Kasuv Dvash. It doesn't say tomorrow. Wow. Since it mentions Dvash in the Pasuk, it's mashma that it's the pre. That it's Bechal, the Shivas Aminim, you say it, Ber Preitz. The Bracha Main Sholish. The Pasuk is talking about what? Honey that flows out by itself. And the Rosh says, honey that flows out by itself is not dome, but what? Other things that come out of Paris, which are mashma, which you have to push out. That's Zeyab Alma. And how do you get that? You have to smash it. Dvash just flows out by itself. So what's his answer? What's the Rosh for the Rosh's answer? That the Bahag only said it about what? Dvash tomorrow. He didn't say about other Paris, because the Pasuk is described in the Chumash as Dvash. It doesn't say tomorrow. Since it says Dvash in the Pasuk, it means that's considered Shiva Seminim. It's done.
So the Bahag is talking about when he gets pushed out?
The Pasuk is talking about Dvash. That is Zav Ve'eluv. Right. Different than the other things which are Zeyab Alma.
Right. So then that should be Zayim Orla. How does that answer the question?
Right.
We said that the Gemara is not talking about that. It is a third exception. In a Hanami.
So how was the Ohio talking about
it? In a Hanami. No, no, the Gemara in Pesachim says wine and olive oil will also be tomorrow and will also be chayiv.
And tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah, you're going to have to read the Gemara like that as well.
That's an interesting way.
You're going to have to read the Gemara. You're going to have to read the Gemara. That's why you have to read the Gemara, we said. Okay? Because the Gemara only said what? Only said Zeis and Vanavim, which are what? Which are smashed. The Gemara is only talking about smashed fruit, we said. That's why it's more palatable.
So the Bahag here is talking about smashed ones.
The Gemara of Pesachim is talking about smashed fruit. So don't ask me that it's not on the list. Smashed fruit, grapes and oil, the only ones you can't roll up with. Because you smash them over there. But if you have something that flows out by itself, yes, that's how we sharpen the Gemara. It's not so bad. No. Gemara was talking about where you're smashing things. Wasn't about things flowing. Flowing is only by dates. The only thing that flows by itself is dates. The honey from dates flows out by itself. That's treated differently. It's a big kiddush, but that makes sense. Go ahead.
What did the Rosh Bo say? Which one of those is the Bahag talking about?
The Rosh for the Rosh asked the following kasha of the Bahag. The Bahag says our Gemara Shashaka is only put water with it.
Right.
Implying if you don't put water, it would be a ace.
By flowing or by smashing?
Flowing. Okay. Flowing. Okay. So the kasha is, what are you talking about with us? It says it's softened. Okay. Terrence says that's about smashing fruits. Wasn't talking about flowing by itself. Flowing by itself in a chanami would be ha'etz and would be a din orla. That's what you have to answer. Okay, we got that? That answers which one?
14.
15. How does the Beis Yosef mazmer the Rosh? Let's get it. Beis Yosef mazmer the Rosh, that according to the Bahag, the only time you say ha'etz is when it flows off by itself. Yes? But if you smash it, what's the bracha? If you smash it, what's the bracha? Shahakol. And who did we say asked on this?
Why not
a double? He calls it dregs. It's dregs. Dregs Baalba. Yes? But who asked on this? The Taz. Right? What did the Taz say? The Taz said it makes no sense. If the Svara that Dvaz Yotzei Adei Shechita, if you're smashing it, shouldn't that bring more of the date out than flowing out by itself? And if flowing out by itself is a eight, shouldn't it be a Kolshke smashing the eights? That's the Kash that the Taz says. And the Prima Gadim says, even though you're right by what? Most fruits, the Maskin that comes out through Shechita is much more of the fruit itself than flowing out by itself. Tomorrow are different because the Pasuk praises Eretz Yisrael with the honey, not the date itself. So it's muchach, the derech of the date is to flow out because of its richness, humaisa, and not a problem. And this dvash is called more the ikar fruit than what's, than yotzer, than smashing it, humaisa, ayde schite. Yes. Remember we said that this svara was, this svara was opposite of the one of the seven answers we have between May, Paris, and May. We pointed it out at that time. We'll point it out again when we get there. We can probably get to it tomorrow. Then we had seven terutzim between May, Paris, and Shlokas. So one of the terutzim were if you physically squeeze it as opposed to what? Flowing out. This is the opposite of that. Over there we said physically what? Squeezing it was better, gave it more of the shame pre. Whereas flowing out itself did not, right? Now we're saying the opposite. If you smash it, it doesn't have the natural fruit in it. If it flows out by itself, it has the natural fruit. That's the answer that the Prima Gadim wants to answer the Taz, that dates were special in that sense. You got that?
Mm-hmm. And we said, yeah.
Okay, please get that. That's what the Beis Yosef says, Halacha L'maisa. That's what the Beis Yosef says.
What's the
Dibur Maskil? Beis Yosef is Dibur Maskil Va'al. Reish Beis, Sifkotin, what? Sifches? Dibur Maskil Va'al. And that's what he says that the Rosh meant according to the Baha'i. Okay. That answers number 15-16. What did the Taz say? How did the Taz vibe with the Rosh? So the Taz is an amazing thing. The Taz says, I want you to know something. The Bahag is moda that whether it flows out or you push it out, whether you squeeze it out, whether it flows out by itself, I don't really care. It's always eights. So why did the Rosh say the word me'elov? To prove that the Vash and the Pasuk means what? Dvash tomorrow. Because we find a dvash in the Pasuk that says, Eretz Zavas Kalav Dvash. That's dvash tomorrow. Losun Zav is mashmu what? Flows by itself without schita. Flows by itself without schita. Right? So the derech of Tamarim is the flow by itself without shechita. Masheikin te'enim, remoinim, yotze adeh shechita, only if you squeeze them are the yotze. Imke dvash, that says that by the shivus aminim, is considered to be dvash Tamarim. Yes. What is the Taz's Kiddush? The Taz's Kiddush is even if the Rosh, even the Rosh is moted according to the Bahag, that Yotze, whether it's Be'elov, whether it comes out, flows by itself, or you smash it, the Brach is a Eitz. So why did the Rosh write Be'elov? Which applied only Be'elov, but if you smash it, it would be a Eitz, because you just want to prove that Vash in the Pasuk meant Vash Tvarim. Meant Vash Tvarim, it says it's supposed to be Be'ez Perkes. What did you say? Again, according to the Taz, you're always going to say it's whether you smash it or flows on by itself. So why the Rosh say Me'elov? Was just to prove that the Pasuk's talking about what? Dvash tomorrow. We find Dvash is said in the Pasuk, Eretz Chavas Chalav Dvash, Dvash tomorrow. Zavash means it flows by itself without Shechita. But in a Chanami, if the Derech of the term is to flow, will Dov Shumi Atzmo below Shechita. Doesn't make a difference, Api Allah. Okay? Mashen Ken Tainim Rimonim. How do you get the juice from a Tainim Rimonim? Only through Shechita. Therefore, even the Dvash Mashiv is in Dvash tomorrow. So, right, you got that? Even Dvash that says by Shivas Aminim is Dvash Tvarim. That's what we said all along. Okay, everyone got that? Is that clear? That's the Taz Kiddush. I mean, even though I don't think we pointed this out, there is a Gemara in the Ksubis. There is a Gemara in Ksubis on Daf. Kuf Yud Alpha and Beis. I looked it up there. It says Eretz Alas Chalavash Hu Dvash Tomorrow Vol Shal Teinim. The verse says Dvash from the buzz is Dvash Teinim. That's crazy. No.
Fig honey.
Yes.
What is that?
No fig honey.
What is that?
It makes sense.
Let's get this. In the Sefer Nezirah Shimshon, he asks on this Taz. I don't think we mentioned this. So what you get it? Ksubis Kuf Yud Alpha and Beis says that Dvash, the Pasuk about Dvash of figs. It's an amazing shot. Yeah, that's what he says. The Gemara says in Ksubis. That's talking about Dvash, the Pasuk about Dvash Tainim. Figs. The Yad Ephraim answers that the Vada Poshim shot in the Pasuk, Savas Kala Dvash, Dvash Tvorim. Shivas Aminim are mentioned Tainim Lechud with Dvash Lechud. So it's just trying to quote this Pasuk as a Derek Remez with Sakos Baalmo. But the bottom line is that he was talking about praise of Eretz Yisrael, but he says don't be you can definitely interpret referring to tomorrow too, and the honey is flowing out by itself. Okay. Maybe by the Derek Kokak like Dvash tomorrow, but the bottom line is that it could very well be that Dvash Tainim also flows out by itself too as well. Okay, so we got this? Let's say it again. What is the Taz is Chiddush? You with me, Dave? What is the Taz is Chiddush? The what? He says, whether it's Yotzim and tomorrow by itself or you smash it, it's an Eitz. Why the Rosh write Me'elov? To prove that the Pus is talking about flowing a date, honey of dates. Lashon Tzvas is without Shechita. And it's the Derech of tomorrow to flow up by itself without Shechita. Hashem and Tino and Ramonim is only through Shechita. And therefore, since Tvash is Amurim, Mishivis, Amin, Tvash tomorrow. The only problem with that is the serious Shimshin. Asks on the Taz that there's a Gemara Ksubis. The Gemara Ksubis and Kufinal Mei seem to say the Vash is referring to Vash Te'enin. So how do you make this whole assumption? So the Yad Ephraim answers the Pashtus of the Pasuk definitely is talking about Vash tomorrow. It's talking about Shiva in Shivas Aminim Niskatena Lechud Vash Lechud. They're separate things. So honey is probably a different one entity, namely dates.
I don't understand why would you have thought that it's talking about
Dvash Te'enim, but like it says Te'enim also in the Pasuk. So why would it be talking about
Dvash Te'enim? Where would there be tomorrow in the Pasuk then?
That's what the Rosh answers. That's the answer of the Rosh. That's why the Rosh says the Lush of the Elif, to tell us that Dvash in the Pasuk means tomorrow. And Tvarim are the only ones that flow out by itself. So the Zeru Shimon challenges that by says, the Gemara Ksuba says it is referring to what? Vash of Tehidim.
So then, okay, so according to
that, what do you do with that?
Yeah, so according to that Gemara, if it's talking about Dvash Tehinim, where does it say Tamarim in the Pasuk? It says Tehinim, and then when it says Dvash, it's also referring to Dvash Tehinim?
The Dvash that's in the Pasuk is referring to what? Dvash Tamarim. That's what he wants to say, not Tehinim. Because the Gemara says Dvash that's said in the Pasuk is referring to Dvash Tehinim. So the Yad Ephraim gives your answer. He says that what? Vadi, the Pasuk in the Pasuk is referring to what? Dvash Tamarim. Because Tehinim and Levush are separate. He's repeating the same thing twice. The Gemara is just doing is a Derek Rebis in Sakas Valba. That Dvash also might have a layer to it that it means figs too as well. Because talking about the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael. But the bottom line is that even though Dvash Tehinim might also flow by itself, but it's not the Derek like the honey of dates. Okay? What I want you to know, Jacob, from that is that there's a Gemara in Shas that says it's referring to Tehinim. And that's difficult against this rush. The answer is, there's two levels of shot. In the Pashup shot is, it is, like you said, referring to what? Honey, dates. But there is...
I don't understand how that squares with the Gemara. I don't understand that Gemara.
Because the Gemara is just talking about a different level of Derech Remes. There's Pardes. Shot, Derech, shot, Remes, Sod, and Drasha. Pardes. You ever heard of Pardes? There are four ways. So there's a different level. That's what he wants to answer. You're absolutely right. The Pashup shot is that. But there was a Derek Rebis and there was a further Tainan too. Okay, but I want you to know that Gemara. It's interesting. But that's the answer. That answer's number what?
16.
17. What was the Malachal Pnei Yeshua that got the terrorists, the Rosh and Rashman, and also the Havana, got the Havana Shoshit the Shabbat. So Pnei Yeshua had a beautiful shot. So okay, Shkoya, you have the answer of the Rashman, the Rosh. Can you give your answer from today until tomorrow to the puzzle about Vash? But the problem is what? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that Marbar Avash, also can be Shua, you're Pater Mechomish, and what does it say? In Meseches Chulin, Adaf Kuf Chaf and Mebeis, you're Pater Mechomish, even if you don't mix in the Mashkin. So even if you don't mix in the Mashkin, it's considered to be Zeh Ba'alma. So, you know what? They want to give this whole Teretz Lamaisa. Yeah, the Rash for the Rush give this whole Teretz that he was only talking about Vash tomorrow, not by other Paris, right? The bottom line is that the Gemara says, and the reason why you're putter in our Gemara is why? Because you mixed it with what? Mixed it with water. If you look at the other Gemara in Shas, in Chul, Kuf, Chav, and Beis, it says you're putter in Chomish, even if you didn't mix in water. So, you know, you're against the Gemara. It's Beferish Lamaisa in another Gemara in Shas that says what? It's another Gemara in Shas that says Beferish that you're putter if you don't mix in. Now, I grant you, it doesn't say Shahakal over there. Maybe you say Adama. Maybe you say Adama. But the bottom line is that what the Pnei Yeshua says, this has not solved all the Gemaras and Shas. Gemara Chulin's Mashma against that. So that forced the Pnei Yeshua to say a whole new shot. What's the whole new shot in the Bahak? You guys better get this. It has to do with Trima, the next Sugya. What does it say by Trima? What did it say by Trima? No Basayo Kaimu, what do you do? You say what? What do we say to Osao Kaimi? Say H. And what did Rashi say over there? It's Kedushim Ksas. Yes? That was what Rashi said. What did the Bahak say? You remember the Bahak shot? What did the verse say at the very end of the Trima? The Ilkhasa. What does Ilkhasa always usually connote? That there are two Shitas. And we're passing that. There were no two Shitas by Trima. So what's going on? According to Rashi Lamaisa, we don't find anyone to be Cholek. So why doesn't he say Hilkasa? So please get this. Trima is Dvash Tvarim, which is a Machloikis. Because if you put together what? Marbar Avashi, the Sugya of what? May of Dusha the Tamri, who said what? Who said, you say what? Shahakol. He is arguing on the Maskanas of Gemara. And the Bahag Paskins, what? You say Bari Priyates. Lamaisa. The only time you say Shahakol is when you put water in it. Lamaisa. When you put water in, you say Shahakol. So it comes out there is a machlekes. Barber Masha by Dusha the Tamri said Shakol. And what? Who's the Shita by Trima? The Hilchasa by Trima says you say what? Haetz. And at Dusha the Tamri you also say Haetz. The only time it's Shakol is when you mix in the water. That's the Bahag's Pshat. It has nothing to do with what? What the Bahag's Pshat has nothing to do with what? It's all the Pshat in Gemara. You smash it, you make it into a paste.
Why does he use a different word then? Why does he call it something else?
Because it's different. What is Trima?
And how is it in my focus?
What is Trima? What is Trima, Lamaisa? What is Trima? You're smashing up the day, Lamaisa. But you're changing the form of a solid day. Dusha Dittarm is the liquid form, and this is the paste form.
So then how is it a machlokas?
What do you mean, how is it a machlokas? It's a machlokas. If you don't take the main part of the fruit, do you say what eights or not? The box says you do.
It's talking about different things. Treatment,
same thing. The different body parts of the fruit, Lamaisa. Not the solid day. The Baha'i says you say eight no matter what on both. And that's why it says Vilfasa. It's a Machlaikish in the Gemara. That's the Pneushua's Pshat, Lamaisa. And therefore, a solid date is changed either through its juices or it's been into paste. And on that, you say eight. And Barbara Vashi says it's Shishaka. And that's why the Gemara needs a Paskin like that, Allah Lamaisa. And it comes out that the Pneushua now has a whole new Pshat, Lamaisa, in the Baha'i. A whole new Pshat in the Baha'i. Comes out beautiful Pshat, Lamaisa. Comes out a beautiful shot, and therefore what? And therefore you will say a eitz halacha lebais, and therefore the Gemara over there lebais was talking about what in chulin. I mean, in psachim that said you only flogged on what orla because of what? What did you say?
Only orla and wine.
Only orla and wine. Lebais, it flows out by itself. Lebais, it wasn't talking about, it was about smashing lebais. And smashing Lamaisa. But the only thing is that according to this Pneushua's Pshat, what do we say was difficult? That smashing should also be what? Should also be Chayav Malkus. Because he's saying no matter what, even if you smash it, Lamaisa, it's going to be what? It's going to be Aetz. So how do you answer up that Gemara Pesachim? Should have said what? It should have said Tamarim as well, according to this Bahag. Should have said Tamarim as well, according to this Bahag, because you say Aetz, Lamaisa, then. We said that maybe the standard of what Orla might be different, Lamaisa. Standard of Orla might be different. Brachas, Lamaisa, it'll be Aetz. But maybe for the standard of Orla, it might be different, Lamaisa, and that's why not Chai, because not the solid date itself. But that was the one difficulty we had with the Pshat of Pnei Yeshua. How's he going to take care of that Gemara Pesachim? But that's the Chid. I want you guys to get this whole new Pshat, because it combines the Gemara with what? With Dusha Dittamri, with what? With Trisa. Not Trisa, Trima. Trima, not so. Trisa was the previous one. Chal with the din of Trima halach lamais. Okay, let's stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day, guys. Keep Chazar up. We're up to what? Number one.